This is your World Podcast, episode 14. Welcome to This Is Your Wealth with Richard Okere Jr., where our goal is to inspire you to build your wealth, drive a business, and live the extraordinary life.
Hello there, it's Richard Okere Jr. here, and welcome to episode 14 of This Is Your Wealth Podcast Show. Hope you are having or had a great day. Today we'll be continuing our series called the Smart Career Series. Now we're teaching the seventh step in the series. We've done six steps already. Remember, the Smart Career Series is about helping you with practical ideas and resources to discover, develop, and deploy your gifts, passion, or your talents to build a high-income, smart career or a celebrity status. Last week, I hosted my friend and social media expert, Akinjobi Sodiq, on the sixth step of the Smart Career Plan. He shared eight extraordinary social media commandments you must obey to build a smart career. And which are, one, he said you must have a platform, example, a blog. Second, you must develop compelling content. Your content should be able to solve people's problem. The third thing is that he said you must provide significant value before selling. All right, spend some more time giving your value, whatever you have to offer, offering it free of charge, helping people with your problems free of charge without necessarily selling it to them. Then he said build relationship and position yourself as an authority. That's the fourth step. And then the fifth one, he said, make it about your customers and not you. All right. Everything you're doing is about your customers. Eventually, they will start thinking about you. That's when you begin to sell your products and services and build trust with them. Then the sixth step, he says, never spam. Okay. The seventh, always listen to your customers, especially to know what their feedback from your products are and possibly what other kind of products you can create and also make their life with you a worthwhile experience. And then the last commandment is that you must deliver and deliver excellently. All right. So those are the eight social media commandments Akinjobi Sodiq shared with us in the last episode about the eight social media commandments to build a smart career. So today, on the seventh step in the smart career, which is designing marketable products and services for your community. Now, one of the most important aspects of your journey to a high-income smart career and celebrity status is being able to convert your knowledge into marketable products and services, that is, packages. So, at these packages, you could offer them to your potential clients. Your packages are all about teaching and transferring useful knowledge. And since every business or skill is teachable, whether it's a mechanic work or office management or leadership or paint production, you can design and offer practical products and services where you teach others what you know and they pay you for it. Now, what are the kinds of products you can create? First, you should start with information products. These are materials that offer practical ideas on how people can move from where they are to where they need to be. If it's an ebook, it could be about how to prepare 10 different African delicacies or 20 different strategies to keep your students motivated and engaged in the classroom, or a set of videos on how to set up and run a WordPress blog. And these products don't have to be long. Something between 20 to 50 pages for an ebook is very much okay. To create an ebook, you basically need a word processing document like Microsoft Word. You need an e-cover. An e-cover is just like an electronic version of a cover of a book, which people can see and know that this is actually an ebook. And then a PDF converter, which you're going to use to convert the MS Word document into a PDF file. The PDF file is a portable document format, which means that the product is actually in an ebook format. So I have a post on my blog that teaches you how to create your first ebook from scratch to finish. So you can search it on my blog or check the episode's show notes, this episode's show notes, and you will see that blog post link. Now, if it's an audio you want to create, 1 hour duration is ideal for starters. Now, to create an audio, you can use a free software called Audacity to record and also do your editing. It's a very good software and it's free of charge. Now, to make a video, you could use your smartphone camera, okay? If it's sharp and picks out your audio very well. So if you use your smartphone camera, I bet you there are some good videos you can do with your camera on your smartphone. or if you want to record your screen as you are doing creating your video, record your screen to make it more practical, a software called CamStudio will be very ideal for you. So this software I mentioned and their links will also be in the show notes. I have also created a complete ebook called Information Product Marketing Demystified. It is a step-by-step blueprint on how you can set up your own information marketing business. And it has information on how to create your products, how to market your products, how to build a squeeze page for a landing page for your product, a lot of things on it. You can find it at www.richardocarey.com/information marketing to see how you can get it. Secondly, your products and services should be low cost, okay? Especially as a beginner. You know, it's not advisable to start with high cost packages like a training or a full-blown coaching program or even a training that costs so high, because even though you've earned some trust by offering great content free of charge to and also connecting with your community, which is what you must have started doing if you have been following this series, even though you've been doing that, then buying your products most times requires a greater level of trust on you, and they may not trust you that well enough to pay huge sums of money for your packages or your higher programs. You might run into some luck, but that is on a very, 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 very rare occasion. But in order to be on the safe side, you should start with low cost stuff with a price range of between 1,000 naira to 5,000 naira. Now, here are the key points about creating your packages. The first is that you don't have to create the product, or you don't have to know the product you have to create. Your community should literally know the product and communicate the product to you. When you begin to build a community and continuously engage with them, it is only natural that at some point you will begin to observe their problems and needs. This is usually through the questions they ask you. So most individuals make the mistake of trying to create the product or services first and then try to force it on their community. Rather, you shouldn't create the product or services you feel they will need. You should create products you verified they desire for it. Example, when I created my internet technologies video CD, I knew that a lot of people around me did not know how to do a lot of things on the internet, like create email, send bulk SMS, recover their Facebook accounts, buy stuff online. I knew a lot of them wanted to learn it, but then they didn't know how to go about it. And they talked, from my interaction with people, I found out that a lot of people are interested in it. So that propelled me to create those videos, and it's been selling because I first of all discovered that people actually needed it. All right. Now, the second key point is that you may not have to create your own product, you know, start immediately to like bother yourself about creating your product. Possibly you don't have that time to begin to create your own product, or you are so busy, you know, to do that. So there are kinds of product known as resellwrite products. They are ebooks, videos, or software already created on a topic, which you can buy and also gain the rights to edit it or resell it. Reformat the whole stuff and bring it out as your own. Okay, you have the right to do that, and you can get these products for as low as $2 to $10. All right, online. So you could go to websites like plrprivatelabelrights.com, or you could go to exclusiveniches.com, or you could go to master-resell-rights.com. All right, master-resell-rights.com, and you will get those resale rights products. I wouldn't go into a lot of teaching about resale rights products right now, but possibly I'll do that on my blog, or you can just Google it and you will read a lot about resale rights products. Okay, there are also affiliate products. These are products owned by someone else, which you earn a commission on it, a percentage commission on it, when you make a sale. All right, so there are a lot of these products. They come in ebook formats, also they come in software, they come in services. All right, good place you can find it is clickbank.com, or you go to affiliate-program.amazon.com. All right, now if you are going to create services, all right, it's like create a product or a services. or a service, sorry. And it's kind of a service is that, let me say you have skills in website development or you have skills in blogging. A service you could render is being able to even design a website is a service, yeah? Designing a service for, designing a website for people is a service you could offer by yourself, offer it to your community. Another kind of service is copywriting. If you are good at writing sales letters and all that, you can begin to offer services as a copywriter. If you are even good at creating ebooks, all right, you can offer that as a service to people on your blog, that you can help them create their ebooks and all that. If you are good at blogging, you can help people create their own blog. What else? There are a lot of services you can offer. If you are into singing, all right, you're a musician, a service you can offer is mentoring. All right, you could mentor people on that, okay, but that would depend on the price of the product, but how large or the components of the mentoring program, okay, if it's actually a long-term program that actually requires you to collect higher payments, higher amount of money for it. But basically, you could offer mentoring, a 1 or 2 hour mentoring program, mentoring as service, and just not necessarily looking at it as a service, but it's actually a service anyway, where you teach people for 2 hours and then they get to pay you for that experience. Okay. If you are into music production, you could begin to offer your video audio editing services. You could also begin to order a lot of services people can. You could offer book editing services if you are into books, you are into writing. Okay, so these are kind of services you could offer on your blog. The basic thing about this step about creating your products and services is about being able to discover different needs of people, either where and know how you're going to serve them that solution, whether it's in an ebook format or whether it's in through a service that you could render to them. Most times services can come in two ways: either you teach them or you do it yourself. Do it yourself is where you build the website yourself, and teaching them is where you teach them how to build a website through your ebooks or your videos. All right, then the done for you services are the services where you have to do it yourself, and most times that costs higher. All right, you charge a higher amount for that part of the service. All right, these are the kinds of products and ideas on how you can create your products and services. Then let me give you an assignment before I go. Begin now to pay attention to your ideal clients or your community and find out one product you can create or a service you can create to help them solve a peculiar problem they are encountering or improve their lives. All right, so go ahead now and think of something you could create, and then you could mail it to me on my email, richard@richardcurry.com, or you can send it to me via Facebook at facebook.com/IamRichardCurry or Twitter with the handle @IamRichardCurry. Then I'll check it out, and you could also leave your comments on this blog post. Okay, now the next episode, which is the 15th episode of This Is Your World podcast, and the 8th step of the Smart Career Plan, I am going to be teaching you about income roadmap and clusters, and then I'll be giving you more explanation on what income roadmaps and clusters are. But they are majorly about designing a lucrative and exciting formula for yourself, which you are going to be using to launch your products at specific times, and also earn income at specific times, also create multiple income streams for yourself, and then use it to continue serving your community. All right, so this is it on this episode. Please, if you have learned anything important, also please share this on Facebook, or you could share it with your friend via Bluetooth, share it on WhatsApp, leave a comment also. I'll be glad to reply to you. Ask your questions on Facebook or on Twitter or on the blog comment box, and I'll be glad to help you. And when you share this, you are really helping us get the message out and also impact somebody else. All right, thank you very much for being on this episode, and I look forward to hearing from you. As always, please remain hyper extraordinary.
Thanks for listening to This Is Your Wealth podcast at www.richardokere.com.